Hi, thank you for that introduction. Like you said, I'm Amanda Holder. I'm from the University of Arkansas, and I'm going to be talking today on the use of a genome-wide association study to identify single nucleotide polymorphisms, which aid in the reduction of omatoxins such as deoxynivalenol produced by the fungal pathogen Fusarium graminearum during Fusarium head blight infections. First, I want to give you a little bit of background information. We conducted this study over the course of 4 years on 360 soft red winter wheat lines in two different locations in Arkansas. I've got some pictures here that show some of the signs and symptoms of a Fusarium head blight infection, including like the bleached heads that we all know. You can also see some pink and orange spores later in the season, black parathesia, and then eventually after harvest, the tombstone seeds, which are shrunken, bleached, and have a lower test weight than normal healthy seeds. One of the main ways that we combat this disease is through genetic resistance, and our most efficient resistance gene to date is FHB1, found on the short arm of chromosome 3B in the Chinese cultivar Sumai3. So one of our first steps in this study was to screen our population for the presence of FHB1. As you can see in our allelic discrimination chart, we do not have very much of it in our population. It's represented by those three green triangles in the upper right-hand quadrant. We just have three heterozygous lines out of our total 360. After screening for FHB1 with CAS markers, we used CAS markers to screen for four native resistance QTL, which we expected to find at a higher frequency, and did. This is an allelic discrimination chart for BES on 3B. As you can see over there in the top left-hand quadrant, represented by those blue squares, we have 51 lines in our population that have BES on chromosome 3B. We also did the effect of this chromosome, or this QTL, and you can see that it significantly reduced three of our four phenotypic traits, including incidence, severity, and DON in parts per million, which had a reduction of 2.3 parts per million when this QTL was present. We used these CAS results as covariates in our GWAS study and identified 60 highly significant SNPs spread out among the four phenotypic traits, with 17 of those SNPs being significantly associated with DON accumulation, or a reduction in DON accumulation. Our most significant SNP that was associated with a reduction in DON accumulation was found on chromosome 5A, and significantly reduced both DON as well as FDK, or Fusarium damaged kernels. It's worth noting that these reductions in DON accumulation are statistically significant as well as economically significant, as the FDA restricts DON in parts per million to 1 part per million in human food, so a reduction of 2.3 or 3.7 parts per million would be economically important to farmers. Just to kind of quickly summarize my talk, we didn't really see an effect from FHB1 in our population due to the low frequency. However, the native resistance gene BES on chromosome 3B did significantly reduce three of our four phenotypic traits, and our GWAS study identified 60 highly significant SNPs associated with our four phenotypic traits, with 17 of those associated with a reduction in DON. And then our most highly significant SNP did have a reduction in DON of about 3.7 parts per million. With that, I'll take any questions you have.
Thanks, Amanda. We're doing okay. Time for questions? Any questions?
Yeah.
To what extent are the QTL on chromosome 3 and chromosome 5 additive? To what extent are the QTL additive? Is 2.3 and 3.2 when you do a full?
Whenever you. You're talking like an additive effect?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I
don't know. The question was, did the SNP on 5A combined with the BES on 3B, if they were added together, would it have an additive effect? And I don't know if it would necessarily have an additive effect. We did run those QTL, or the known QTLs, as single marker associations, so there could be an additive effect there, but I don't know that it would be very literally, I don't know that it would be 5.9 parts per million reduction. So.
You have the numbers to do that.
Yeah. We do. Yeah. Next week. Yeah. When we get back.
Your advisor asked you one. So how did you do the field trials for FHB? Did you just plant these in the field and just grow them?
So He's just asking how I grew the field trials for FHB. We grew them in two row plots in a randomized complete block design at the two different locations, and then we actually grew the fungus in the lab on corn. I turned it weekly until all the corn was completely infected and spread the corn at about 9 kernels per square foot in the field. And then the plots were misted with overhead misters during heading to provide optimal conditions for the Fusarium head blight spread and infection.